has been a professional money manager for the last 18 years. He is a regular contributor to the Fox Business Channel and Bloomberg Radio. In addition to this, he is a regular contributor to TheStreet.com and MarketWatch.com. Now he's live here on the Wall Street Business Network. Here is Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to the Friday morning. It is October the 2nd. It's the live edition of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Normally, I do this first half from my newsletter writing location, but I'm in at the office today. I think, with all the market turmoil and all, not that I'm not looking at the markets when I'm not at the office, but I just need to guide the fellas here. Some of these guys haven't been around as long as I have. Some of the younger guys, and let them know what's happening here in the markets and how we can actually take advantage of this. And it's all I can say is I'm very, very thankful that I am hedged this morning with the Dow down right now 249 points. The Dow is at 16,022. I think you could probably say that 16,000 is being established here as a support level. And in the newsletter this weekend, I'll be giving the latest technical analysis of the markets and where those lines in the sand are. We have not flipped into a bear market yet, but I truly believe that the bull market has come to a screeching halt. The S&P 500 is down a whopping almost 30 points right now. 1.5% is the drop in the S&P 500. The S&P is at 1894. I'll be publishing this weekend the line in the sand where we would flip from a bull market into a bear market. We have been transitioning here over the last several weeks. The NASDAQ is down 73 points. That's 1.6%. The NASDAQ is at 4,554. Crude oil also getting hit. It's at 44.46, down 0.6%. The dollar is getting hit. The euro is at 1.13 against the dollar, and the 10-year yield is spiking wildly today. So welcome to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson, and I will be writing my newsletter. I've already got a good start on it. The subject of this week's newsletter is hedging 101. And as you know, I've been establishing hedges here at Gunderson Capital Management, which really softens the blow here today. Those hedges are up quite a bit here today. I have a hedge on the financials. I think the financial sector could come under fire here. I have a hedge on the NASDAQ. I have a hedge on the biotechs. I have a hedge on the Dow, and I have a hedge on the S&P 500, and I have a hedge on the small cap index, a very vulnerable index. Having said that, I'm still about 45% long the market, about 10 to 15% hedged, which really lowers my exposure to the market considerably, and the rest is sitting in cash. Yesterday, this kind of started, the ISM numbers came in, the softest in that we've seen in quite a long time. You have to go back to 2013. That's an economic number that is looked at. The jobs number is considered to be a proxy for GDP. As the jobs numbers go, so goes GDP. And when the jobs numbers came in as soft as they did today, 140,000, we were expecting 203,000. I think that that tells us that not only has the bull market come to an end for now, but also the growth maybe in the economy is coming to an end. The expansion is coming to an end, and the market is usually a forward indicator. It's a leading indicator of the economy. And I've been worried about the economy here the last couple of weeks. I think it's starting to take hold here. The fracking boom has come to an end. That was kind of driving growth in the economy. Yeah, we were becoming energy independent. But Saudi Arabia opened up the spigot, lowered the price of oil, cleared down to $44 per barrel, put a lot of American frackers out of business. Fracking has probably come to a halt in a lot of areas. And that was driving a lot of the economic growth here in America. And it shows up now. We only created 140,000 jobs, and we've revised downwards the last several months the job growth here in America. And I have to believe that there's a very strong correlation to the drop in oil prices. It's hurting the American economy. And like I say, jobs are a proxy. Those jobs report, those monthly jobs report, and the weekly unemployment claims are a proxy for GDP. I doubt that we're still growing by 3%. I doubt that we're still growing by 2%. We may be down in that 1 to 1.5% growth range now, which gets very, very close to no growth whatsoever. I do believe we need a much more business-friendly climate, because here's the conundrum we now have. The Fed can do no more. The Fed has done everything that they can possibly do to stoke the economy over the last several years. And through the efforts of the Fed, they've been able to keep this economy growing. But the Fed is out of bullets. And here's a scary thought, okay? But it's one that you ought to maintain in the back of your brain. If we go into another recession, what bullet does the Fed have to fire at it? It's out of bullets. Normally, when you go back into another recession, if we do, interest rates, Fed fund rates are a little bit higher. They have room to move. What are they going to do? Make negative interest rates? We still have a zero interest rate policy. The only other alternative that they would have at that point would be to print money. That's why you're seeing the dollar sell off today and the bond market rise. And printing money is not the answer. America will run out of money on November the 5th, much sooner than expected. We're going to have to raise the debt limit once again. We've been borrowing from China. China's economy is not so good. China's stock market is not so good. They've used a lot of money to throw at their stock market. I don't know if China's got the appetite for U.S. bonds that they used to. We'll still, be able to sell our bonds to somebody. But we run out of money once again November 5th, and they're going to have to raise the debt limit. So printing money becomes very precarious. It was already a precarious thing to do. $18 trillion now and counting in debt. So I think maybe the guys who called for the rise in the dollar, the rise in inflation, the rise in gold, maybe they were just about 5 or 6 years too early, because it's looking more and more that that scenario could be out there at some point in time. Not right around the next corner, but I think we have to weigh all of the what-ifs right now. And I'll be talking this weekend about hedging 101. How to hedge your portfolio. It is not that difficult. And in fact, I'll also be talking about a strategy that you can possibly hedge your 401k with. Because a lot of 401ks don't give people a full range of choices. There are not hedged mutual funds, which, by the way, there's a whole class of mutual funds that hedge. There are not inverse mutual funds or inverse ETFs available to most 401k investors, but I have another idea that might work for a lot of folks that are in 401ks. We have rate hikes this year. I don't know. I really don't see it. I cannot see. I think she had her chance. She would have looked pretty bad if she would have raised rates, and then we had this jobs report backed into a corner. Now I don't think we'll see a raise hike this year. Who knows when we'll see a raise hike, especially if the economy is starting to grind to a halt. Well, you know what? Different markets call for different strategies. And I've been warning you here for the last several weeks. I sent out a special bulletin on Monday about my feelings on the market. I've been bullish for the last 6 years, 25 weeks. I hate to sound like a broken record, but I'm not a broken record anymore. I believe that the bull market has come to a screeching halt. And now a different strategy needs to be employed to try to make money in this scenario, and more importantly, to protect money during this current scenario that we are entering into. And yet, you're going to hear it all day long on CNBC. We think the economy's just fine. We think investors should be buying at this these levels. We think that investors should stay the long-term course. Well, I disagree. This is Bill Gunderson. It's the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour.
Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement with a supercomputer mega big box warehouse brokerage firm, and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
What are the leading asset classes in the market right now? Stocks, bonds, cash, gold?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the leading indexes in the world currently? U.S., Europe, Japan, South America, emerging markets?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best sectors in the market now? Energy, technology, retail, financials, healthcare?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best stocks in the market now from a valuation, relative performance, and technical perspective? Exxon, Celgene, Apple, Delta, to name a few.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The BestStocksNowApp database currently has over 4,000 stocks, indexes, exchange-traded funds, and mutual funds to choose from. What are the best ones now?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The Best Stocks Now app was invented by Bill Gunderson and Douglas Apperly. Bill Gunderson is the president of Gunderson Capital Management. In addition to the PC version, the Best Stocks Now app is also available on Apple and Android platforms.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
As world events test the nerves of the everyday investor, are you confident that your money manager will know what to do no matter what happens in the market? Will he or she calmly pick up the phone and explain the best strategy to prosper in times of turmoil, or will they even pick up the phone at all? This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management. It's a great feeling to know that Bill Gunderson is an experienced captain who knows from decades of being at the helm just how to steer around financial storms and maybe even profit during a downturn. If you're constantly hearing the words stay the course or asset allocation from your supposed financial advisor, perhaps it's time to get in touch with Bill. The folks at Gunderson Capital Management will actually pick up the phone and speak with you personally. Bill will evaluate your current positions and rechart a course that might just keep you from going over the falls alongside your rookie tour guide. This is not the time to hitch your wagon to some junior planner at a mega big box firm who doesn't even know your name. There is always an answer. Search Bill Gunderson on the web or give us a call at 855-611-BEST.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
And welcome back here to the second quarter of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. You know, one thing you got to keep in mind with hedging, you're going to have some that are going up and you're going to have some that are going down. That's the very nature of hedging. And obviously, if the market continues to peel over, I will increase my percentage of inverse funds. And you're not going to be right on every day either. You're going to have days, hey, we still got a long time between now and the end of the market. We could end up 200 points. Janet Yellen could come on the TV and try to calm the markets. You know, there's a long way between now and then. But having those hedges in place really helps. Like having shock absorbers on your car. And as I look at those positions today that are up considerably in my portfolio, that obviously takes a lot of the losses. I still have some that are down today, obviously. I still have 40% exposure to the market. But the hedges are doing very well today. Let me just describe a few of the hedges that I've placed into the portfolios and exactly how they work. I have the ultra short financial. Okay, I think that the financial stocks could be in the eye of the storm right now. If the economy were to roll over and if interest rates remain at zero, that's just nothing but bad news for financial stocks. The ultra short is leveraged 2-to-1. I had to buy less of it because it's got a 2-to-1 leverage to it. I didn't have to put in 10% of someone's portfolio. I only had to put in 5% of someone's portfolio. And it's up considerably today. It has reversed trend. It's come down from $4,288 all the way down to $55 per share. It hasn't been a very good investment over the last 6 years. Back in 2009, when the market bottomed, SKF was at $4,288 per share. I believe that it had quadrupled from its low, or from its IPO price. So from $4,288, it's been as low as $48 per share. Sounds like one of those NASDAQ stocks from the year 2000. But now all of a sudden it's gone from $44 a share up to $55 per share. It's up 25% since early August. And I like the chart on SKF. It's reversed the long-term downtrend. And it's got a nice uptrend. And they talk about the death crosses on the market where you've got the 20-day, the 50-day, the 200-day moving average, all with negative conversions. Well, this one has a positive conversion. The 20-day is now above the 200-day. The 50-day is now crossing above the 200-day. The 20 is above the 50. This is the opposite of a death cross. I suppose you could call this a rebirth. This thing's been dead for a long time, dead in the sand. If I'm wrong, I can always back out of this position, which is just slightly profitable so far. It's having a very good day today, obviously. But that's one hedge that I have in place. Instead of owning Bank of America, Citigroup, Wells Fargo, the lenders, and on, the financials, Morgan Stanley, etc. I have an inverse position. I own them, but I have an inverse position on them. And if they go down, this ETF goes up. I also have an inverse position on the NASDAQ. The symbol is PSQ. It has a one-to-one correlation. If the NASDAQ goes down 1%, it goes up 1%, which is another misconception with hedging. People think, can I lose a lot of money? Isn't it like buying options? No. It's a one-to-one relationship. The market goes up, goes down 1%, you go up 1%. The market goes down 2%, you go up 2%. And yes, there are leveraged hedges. There's 2-to-1 and there's 3-to-1. I currently have a 1-to-1 inverse relationship on the NASDAQ. I don't like some of the high PE ratios all of a sudden in an environment that seems to be getting a little bit dicier, especially as it relates to the economy. And I don't like the recent attacks on some of the leading NASDAQ stocks for them being too capitalistic. I don't like the tone that is out there against capitalism, American style. And nowhere will you find capitalism, American style, any more represented than in the NASDAQ 100, which has some of the greatest biotech and technology stocks out there. So I have an inverse position on the NASDAQ. Not a big position. Overall, here at Gunderson Capital Management, it represents about a 3% overall position. But when I add up all of the inverse positions now, we're getting to about 10% or so, probably, with a couple of them leveraged, which raises it a little bit, maybe up to 11, 12% inverse. I have an inverse position on the Dow Jones Industrial Average. The symbol is DOG. The Dow Jones Industrial Average has been the worst performing of the U.S. indexes so far this year. The Dow Jones Industrial Average has a lot of oil exposure. Chevron, Exxon, which continue to hit new lows, and the war on fossil fuels continues. Whether you're for it or against it, there's definitely a war on fossil fuels right now. And it's coming from all angles. And, of course, the Dow Jones Industrial Average does have an energy component to it. The Dow Jones Industrial Average also has quite an exposure to multinationals that have a lot of sales overseas in places like China, places like Latin America. And I hear all the time, oh, China's still growing by 5%. Well, you know, that's if you believe the numbers. China seems to be worse off than we're being told. And a lot of these companies do sell to China and Latin America. They're big multinational companies. GE, take a look at their sales, and not just to the U.S. So they're vulnerable right now also, those companies in the NASDAQ or the Dow. And I have an inverse position on SH on the S&P 500. Can I lose a lot of money in an inverse position? It's exactly the same. You can lose a lot of money in a long position, right? The S&P 500 went down 53% the last bear market. SH would go up approximately. You'd have to do the math. There's a little bit of lag and there's a little bit of day-to-day stuff that doesn't give it an exact one-to-one correlation, but it's pretty close. And I have an inverse position on the Russell 2000 Small Cap Index. We'll be right back.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement with a supercomputer mega big box warehouse brokerage firm, and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
What are the leading asset classes in the market right now? Stocks, bonds, cash, gold?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the leading indexes in the world currently? U.S., Europe, Japan, South America, emerging markets?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best sectors in the market now? Energy, technology, retail, financials, healthcare?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best stocks in the market now from a valuation, relative performance, and technical perspective? Exxon, Celgene, Apple, Delta? Just to name a few.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The BestStocksNowApp database currently has over 4,000 stocks, indexes, exchange-traded funds, and mutual funds to choose from. What are the best ones now?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The BestStocksNow app was invented by Bill Gunderson and Douglas Apperly. Bill Gunderson is the president of Gunderson Capital Management. In addition to the PC version, the BestStocksNow app is also available on Apple and Android platforms.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Nearly every day you hear a tragic story on the news about a teenager and the internet. Well, Be Safe Online would like to share some positive news with you. News of families who have prevented similar tragedies because they were protected with the ultimate family internet filter.
A dad from Ohio writes, "It stopped the kids from getting on a few sites that they should not go to. And the best thing is the time restraints. Online time now ends promptly at 11 p.m. No ifs or just a seconds anymore."
Writes a mom in Minnesota, "I questioned my oldest son and he admitted that the ads he saw in a hunting magazine made him curious. He went online to check it out and he told me Be Safe Online blocked it. Thank you so much."
And who can forget the dad in Georgia who wrote this? "With Be Safe's help, I managed to keep my 14-year-old away from a guy who, shortly after, was in the paper for raping another 14-year-old. God bless Be Safe. Go to BeSafeOnline.com and protect your family today. That's BeSafeOnline.com, the letter B, then SafeOnline.com.
And welcome back here to the second half of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Well, so far we've talked about hedges. I'm happy to have hedges in place today. They're doing very well. We had, of course, the jobs number, which came in way below expected. Only 140,000 jobs created versus the 203,000 expected. We had, of course, the jobs numbers are a proxy for GDP. I don't think our GDP is what people were anticipating. And I think Goldman Sachs probably got ahead of all of this by lowering their earnings estimates for next year, clear down to $120 per share for the S&P 500. I'll be updating my numbers this weekend and my new target prices, but there's obviously something going on here in the economy. Right now we have the dollar tumbling, we have gold gaining, which would be a natural reaction to this. The U.S. runs out of money on November 5th. We have to raise the debt limit. That just seems like an ad nauseum exercise these days, $18 trillion and counting. Well, let's see what else. The fracking boom has come to an end, and I think that's part of what's showing up in the slowdown in the economy and the slowdown in the jobs numbers. If we go into recession, what can the Fed do? What does the Fed have left to do? Nothing. They have no bullets left in the gun except to print money. You have to eventually turn from monetary policy to fiscal policy. There would have to be some kind of incentive, some kind of greasing of the skids from a fiscal policy. That means taxes, tax incentive, tax breaks, which will never happen. They haven't happened in the last 7 years, and they're not going to happen during this administration, but you're going to be left with fiscal policy other than just flooding the economy with more printed dollars. Huge rally in treasuries driving interest rates down. That's a new phenomenon, okay? Nobody really expected this, did they? The consensus opinion was that the Fed would have raised interest rates a long time ago and that interest rates would be in an upwards track here. Nobody really expected a slowdown in the economy. Nobody really expected more crises, this time in Syria, this time which almost is bringing back the Cold War, isn't it? Isn't it pitting the U.S. versus Russia? Maybe the kids will start having those drills of how to get under their desk again when the nuclear sirens go off. But there's definitely not good things going on in Syria once again. So what's an investor to do? Well, you know, we've already listed one strategy. The first strategy is to assess everything you own and get out of harm's way. There's still things that are holding up, however. I looked at a few of my stocks here, the ones that I still own, and they're doing just fine today. Others that I've sold have gone down considerably since I sold them. Cash, raising cash. That's strategy number one. Strategy number two is taking a look at these hedging opportunities, which can be profitable if the market were to continue to go lower. And I've been saying all week that this seems to be an asset class that most advisors, most brokers, most financial planners do not use. They don't have it in their toolbox. Man, you've got to have all the tools in your toolbox. The more tools you have, my brother's a big Ferrari aficionado. I'm sure he'll be in on the Ferrari IPO when it comes public. But he ordered the actual toolkit that the Ferrari mechanics use back in Italy. Man, they've got a tool for just about anything that can go wrong. And anybody who has a boat, ever had a boat, you better have a big toolkit, including rubber bands, corks, baling wire. You know, you got to cover all the what ifs. It's the same in the stock market. You better be prepared to cover all of the what ifs in your financial plan. Instead, what you're going to hear is the mantra: stay the course. We like the economy here, Joe. This is what you hear on CNBC all day long. We think the economy can still grow, and we think the market's cheap here. Well, you know what? I'm just saying, what if? What if the economy is grinding to a halt here? We know there's another bear market looming out there somewhere. Why not have the tools in your toolkit to help you should that go wrong? You know, if you're 20 miles offshore in your boat, you better have everything you need if something goes wrong. I was out there one day in my boat by myself, and I saw a guy off in the distance frantically waving his arms to me. About 10 miles off of Camp Pendleton. What in the world is going on? I got over to his boat. He was standing in about 24 inches of water in his boat. He was taking on water fast. And I'm sure there was an easy fix for it, but at that point in time, it's a little bit late to look for a fix. The best thing to do at that point in time is to get him on board my boat, send out a Mayday to try to save his boat. Pretty soon the Navy helicopter was hovering over me. Then pretty soon the Coast Guard was hovering over me. I was talking to them on my radio. They were able to get aboard his boat, put pumps on board that took the water out faster than the water. That's like hedging, right? Having a hedge. A pump that takes the water out faster than the water's coming in. And they were able to save his boat. And I'm sure it was some kind of simple problem. But nevertheless, he didn't have the tools and he wasn't prepared. It's a doggone good thing I was out there fishing. I think it was on a Thursday or a Friday and just happened to run by this poor guy. His knees were shaking. Oh my gosh. But everything ended up okay. Anyways, you know what? With low interest rates here, the REITs are looking good once again. And I'm going to feature one of my favorite REITs here. Say REITs, Bill? I'm a little bit nervous right now about this market. Well, the REITs are holding up real well. The REITs like a low interest rate environment. If indeed we do go into a halting of the growth in America here of the economy, interest rates are going to stay low for a long, long time here, because that's the safe harbor that people head for, is the bond market. Well, extra space storage has been a good one over the years. Extra space storage. You know, what a concept. The concept is, let's buy some property in a bad part of town or along a freeway or something that nobody really wants, and let's put up a bunch of garages and let's rent them out to people to store their junk, to store their extra stuff. There's a guy I knew from the horse race industry, Wayne Hughes, who started Public Storage. He's kind of one of the pioneers in the business. He also owns this girl horse, Beloved. Is it Beloved? Beholder, that will be running against the boys in the Breeders' Cup in November. And Wayne Hughes has made quite a bit of money coming up with that idea of public storage. Well, extra space storage is out of Salt Lake City, Utah. They do the same thing. They acquire, they operate, they develop, they redevelop, they professionally manage self-storage facilities in 35 states. It's now a $9.3 billion company. It's a mid-cap, and it's done a heck of a good job for investors over the years. Over the last 10 years, EXR, Extra Space Storage, which currently has a dividend yield of 3.1%, has delivered to its investors 22.6% per year. Over the last 5 years, the stock has delivered 40.7% per year, while the market's delivered 10. And over the last 3 years, it's delivered 37% per year, while the market's delivered 10. And over the last 12 months, the stock's up 53%. While the market's down 1.2. You know, these storage stocks and storage units also have a bit of a defensive nature to them. Unfortunately, a lot of people were losing their homes back in 2007, 2008, and they had to put their stuff into storage, right? As they moved into an apartment or moved into a smaller home. So they really kind of benefit in a way, even from a downturn in the economy. They have a little bit of defensive nature built into them. Just looking at Extra Space in 2008, it was down about 20. It was down 22% in 2008, but the market was down 38% that year. So they still have to be managed. You can't just buy these things and sit on them. You still have to watch them. But I would say that this is one of the premier REITs out there. out of 4,135, it currently comes in at number 122. So, again, I'm not 100% bearish here. I'm still 40% long the market. And one of the stocks that I continue to own is Extra Space Storage, EXR. Not a recommendation, but an example of a best stock now. We'll be right back.
Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement with a supercomputer mega big box warehouse brokerage firm, and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
What are the leading asset classes in the market right now? Stocks, bonds, cash, gold?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the leading indexes in the world currently? U.S., Europe, Japan, South America, emerging markets?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best sectors in the market now? Energy, technology, retail, financials, healthcare?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best stocks in the market now from a valuation, relative performance, and technical perspective? Exxon, Celgene, Apple, Delta, to name a few.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The BestStocksNowApp database currently has over 4,000 stocks, indexes, exchange-traded funds, and mutual funds to choose from. What are the best ones now?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The BestStocksNow app was invented by Bill Gunderson and Douglas Sapperly. Bill Gunderson is the president of Gunderson Capital Management. In addition to the PC version, the BestStocksNow app is also available on Apple and Android platforms.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
As world events test the nerves of the everyday investor, are you confident that your money manager will know what to do no matter what happens in the market? Will he or she calmly pick up the phone and explain the best strategy to prosper in times of turmoil, or will they even pick up the phone at all? This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management. It's a great feeling to know that Bill Gunderson is an experienced captain who knows from decades of being at the helm just how to steer around financial storms and maybe even profit during a downturn. If you're constantly hearing the words stay the course or asset allocation from your supposed financial advisor, perhaps it's time to get in touch with Bill. The folks at Gunderson Capital Management will actually pick up the phone and speak with you personally. Bill will evaluate your current positions and rechart a course that might just keep you from going over the falls alongside your rookie tour guide. This is not the time to hitch your wagon to some junior planner at a mega big box firm who doesn't even know your name. There is always an answer. Search Bill Gunderson on the web or give us a call at 855-611-BEST.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Jack was ready to quit and justified in wanting out. Ineffective boss, deadweight co-workers, no recognition, a struggling business. He dashed off a blistering resignation by email, then hit the delete key. Now, more coolly, he picked up the phone to arrange an evening with an old mentor. Later, he talked things over with his best friend, who happened to be his wife. The next day, a renewed employee went to work. This is Howard Butt Jr. of Lady Lodge. The new Jack was just as aware of his job's shortcomings. Only now, he intended to be the difference he had long wanted to see. The best change to a bad job starts inside us, in the high calling of our daily work.
Learn more at thehighcalling.org.
And welcome back here to the final segment of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Well, the market is improving here quite a bit. It's cut its losses. Like I say, I mean, it could end up positive by the time the day is over. That's the nature of the beast right now. We have a very volatile market. The other thing I want to stress, the market is still a long-term investment. It's like buying property. It's like buying a house. It's a long-term investment. When I got into the market, I believe the Dow was around 2,000 or 3,000, somewhere in that area. Now here we are at 16,000. We've been as high as 18,000. But along the way, there's been several bear markets that took, you know, up to 50%. The NASDAQ was a 75 to 80% drubbing. So I'm just not, and I go against the grain in this, I am not a believer in buying and holding. You say, well, Bill, if you'd have bought in at 2,000 way back when you got in and never done a darn thing, look where you'd be today. You know, you're at 16,000. Well, you know what? A 50% drop, a 75% drop in the NASDAQ, you know, I've witnessed those. I've lived through them. I've experienced them. I just think that a little bit of hedging during bad times, or going the opposite way during bad times, protecting on the downside during bad times. Is there anything wrong with that? Trying to take a little bit of bump out of the ride? And a lot of people would say, well, nobody can time the markets. No, nobody's going to call the bottom. Nobody's ever going to call the top. But the market has seasons. You know, any golfer knows that you're going to try to make a 150-foot putt. If you can just put it close, fairly close, within a 10-foot circle of that pin, you know, that's really the aim of sinking that putt. The odds are pretty long. It happens once in a while. But generally speaking, you know, the market bottomed out in 2009. A new cycle began. A new economic growth cycle began in the U.S. economy. A new bull market began in the U.S. economy. And the one thing that we do know, that economies are cyclical and markets are cyclical. Just like the weather, we're now heading into fall. The yellowfin tuna counts are going down by the day. The weather's getting a little bit crisper every morning. I don't know the day that the yellowfin tuna will decide to pack it up and go home to Mexico. I don't know the day that we'll get our first frost here in San Diego. Probably not until February, if we ever get one. Sometimes we get one. Once in a great while, little frost on the pumpkin. But we know the seasons, you know. You can tell when the seasons are changing. The leaves turn a little bit different color and start to fall. And it's just, you know, different kind of environment and atmosphere out there. And I feel that same way about the market right now. How could somebody be a perma bull on the market and say, well, you should be fully invested all the time? I don't understand that line of thinking, really. And I think when the fall is starting to hit the market and the leaves are starting to fall a little bit and the signs are everywhere, why would you just continue driving forward at full speed ahead? That just does make little sense to me. Now, the last thing I want to say about hedging and whatnot, there's also mutual funds that hedge. I'm going to be talking about some of those in my newsletter this weekend. So somebody who has a 401k, I don't know how big of a variety of mutual funds you have available to you. If you have a limited number of mutual funds available to you, the only hedge you have is cash. Unless some people, some companies allow in-service rollovers. And it doesn't make sense unless you're 59 and a half or more. Otherwise, you got to pay a 10% penalty. I would never recommend somebody do that. But if you're over 59 and a half, your company may allow an in-service rollover. You can roll it over to either yourself to manage or to a professional money manager to manage, and then you have the whole world available. You have the entire Ferrari toolkit to choose from. If the boat starts to sink, you've got corks. You've got duct tape, you've got baling wire, and believe me, I've used them all. My dad's favorite tool was a hammer, a big hammer and a small hammer. Hit it with a hammer, Bill. I think it's frozen up. Well, okay, Dad, I'll hit it with a hammer. There, you know, to start right up sometimes. You never know. But having all the tools in your toolkit, to me, only makes sense. Being prepared only makes sense. But anyways, you know, and the other thing is, if you have a wide variety of mutual funds, well, then you can use some of these inverse ETFs that I mentioned in the second quarter of the show. Or you can choose some of these mutual funds that I'll be talking about in this week's newsletter that actually hedge. Because if you're in Fidelity's Contra Fund, or if you're in Fidelity's Magellan Fund, they stay long all the time. They don't hedge. That's not the nature of the beast. That's not in their charter to be able to do that. But other mutual funds out there are allowed. It's in their charter. Sometimes they're called long-short funds. Sometimes they're called market-neutral funds. And I'll be discussing them a little bit in my newsletter this weekend. Anyways, look, it's your choice. You can continue in the barrel, down the river, headed for the Niagara Falls. We're going to get there someday. Could be 2 years from now. Could be 3 years from now. Could be 4 months from now. I don't know. And go off the falls, or you can start to take some preparation, make some preparations now, just in case, and have every tool in your toolkit should the worst case scenario happen. But in the meantime, you know, you can introduce a little bit of these hedging strategies into your portfolio. No, you can't lose a lot of money. Well, if the market doubles, you're not going to sit there and remain inverse the S&P 500. It's a one-to-one relationship. If the market goes down 5%, you're going to go up 5%. So, you know, I mean, I think a lot of people are probably a little bit afraid. Can I lose a lot of money in an inverse fund? You can lose a lot of money in a bull fund too, right? You can lose. They're equal. The risk is equal. Okay. Anyways, I'll be discussing that in my newsletter. Now, you can go to my website at pwstreet.com. I send out my newsletter every week. Some guy sent me a tweet today. Said, "Bill, when did you start to get cautious on the market?" I said, "Have you been getting my newsletter? Have you been listening to my radio show? Did you get the special bulletin I sent out last Monday?" I said, "Pal, you're about 3 weeks behind. You better get caught up." Or you can give us a call. We manage money here. That's what I do for a living. 855-611-BEST. 855-611-BEST. Have a great day, everybody.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based registered investment advisor. All accounts are held at Scottrade. Scottrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.